Welcome to the Man Cave Podcast with Dan Casper.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to this episode of the Man Cave Podcast, brought to you by our good friends from Hy-Vee and Toys and Ford. And again, shout out to Resonance Branding Company, the official swag provider for the podcast and the radio program. Don't forget, you can check out the Swag Cave. We got that link in the podcast description over there. So check it out and get your swag up there, too. So this episode of the podcast, we're recapping round one of the NFL draft, recapping thoughts on the Packers pick, NFC North, also Atlanta with a huge surprise with Michael Penix Jr. getting drafted at number eight by them after, you know, Kirk Cousins signed with them this offseason. So definitely the most surprising pick of the draft. But Packers going with left tackle Jordan Morgan with the pick. Couple comments from Goody yesterday after the draft, chatting with the media. He said about Jordan Morgan, we really kind of feel he can play four positions for us. And that was the talk about Jordan Morgan in the early draft process. There's a lot of people who think he's better suited to play guard at this league or at the NFL level. Some people believe that. Some people still believe maybe he can stay at the tackle spot. Regardless, he's a guy that can play multiple positions, which fits Green Bay. Fits Green Bay, right? We know this. This is what they want with their offensive linemen. Guys that can play multiple spots. Goody's saying he played left tackle. He's got left tackle feet. Very athletic kid. Very strong, sturdy body. And when he was asked what position Jordan Love Jordan Morgan's going to play, I'm going to get those two mixed up. Goody responded with what Matt LaFleur says, best five. And it's the versatility now when you look at that, like Living a Dream just said. Zach Tom could be going to center now. They signed Andre Diller to the veterans minimum with no guarantee. You've got options and you've got some versatility here now. All across the board, competition. We know Green Bay wants to bring in competition, competing for spots. You've got that flexibility now. If you really want to move Zach Tom to center, you can do that now. You have that ability with this. If you feel like your offensive line is a lot better with Zach Tom playing center, you can do that now. You've got that ability to do that. Walker, Dillard, Morgan. We'll see if they add some more in the next rounds here. But you have that versatility now to go out there and really put together what you think is the five best offensive linemen. And when you read about, listen, whatever the case may be about Jordan Morgan, you hear stuff like team captain, locker room guy. You look at Senior Bowl Packers. We know they really look at the Senior Bowl stuff. He was lights out at the Senior Bowl. And that's when you really started to hear his name mentioned as a possibility for the Pack. This was from Jim Nagy back in February at Senior Bowl. Jim Nagy runs the Senior Bowl over there. And he tweeted this video out, and he tweeted this out about Jordan Morgan at a practice. Said, plenty of guys put great stuff on tape, but nobody has been more consistent than Jordan Morgan. Did not lose a single one-on-one rep. Did not lose a single one-on-one rep at the Senior Bowl. And at that time, because I know some people were saying, oh, he's got a torn ACL. People were tweeting at me, yeah, but he's got a torn ACL. That was February. He was playing in Senior Bowl. First of all, he played this whole previous season. So, I mean, he's post-ACL. It's not like he's still, you know, not able to go out there and do anything. But this was 14 months post-ACL, and he won every single one-on-one. He's going to get better. He's going to get stronger now. It just fits. Okay, it might not have been the sexy pick last night. Might have been, and that's the thing for I think a lot of us fans. You know, we get enamored with mock drafts and we hear these talking heads and we highlight a few. It's like we fall in love with our guys, and then when that guy is not picked, we get a little upset initially. This is a solid pick. I'm here to tell you, Packers fans, this is a solid pick. It's a good pick. And I think the way the board fell yesterday, it's setting up for a potential fantastic day for Green Bay. Again, as Goody said in his post-presser, it's a big day for the franchise. And he is exactly right. He is exactly right. He's got an opportunity to add some serious talent to this. If he wants a safety, all of them are available, even Cooper. He wants a linebacker, all of them are available. He wants maybe speedster running back to pair up with Jacob Jones, all of them are available. You want some wide receivers? There were some wide receivers taken yesterday. There's still some really good ones available. You want some more interior offensive linemen? You got that. You want some defensive tackles? There's still some dudes out there. And Green Bay, they can do some stuff, whether they want to move across the board, move up. They got some ammunition to do some things. They still got 10 picks, four of them today. Package maybe some day three picks together, move up a little bit, or maybe even acquire more picks this year. Don't matter. They've got some wiggle room. I'm excited to see today. Or even corner, right? You want another corner? A lot of those guys, Kool-Aid's still out there. There's only, what, three of them taken in the first round? Everything got pushed back, and it benefits Green Bay. So even with this first, second-round pick coming up, number 41 today, there's going to be some talent there, even if they stay at that spot. Because you look at the teams ahead of them, Buffalo now sitting at 33, they moved the spot back. You think they're probably going to take a wide receiver. Could they use that pick to maybe trade for a wide receiver, whether it's Brandon Ayuk or a T. Higgins? You know, I don't know. But you think they're probably going to get a receiver with the first one. You look at some other ones, and it's like, all right, there's going to be a really good player at 41 if Green Bay stays there. So when I look at it, when I see, you know, who's still available out there, my top five, if you will, my wish list, and there's more than five that I would be absolutely happy with pick 41. But you got Cooper, right? You got Cooper. You still put him up there. I think he's a guy, again, that don't pigeonhole him as just an outside corner or just as a slot corner. I want that guy to be kind of all over. He's a little bit smaller than a Kyle Hamilton, again, depending on which network you were watching last night. And we've mentioned this before, but, you know, like NFL Network, they were talking about comp Cooper DeJean. He's a little bit smaller than a comp for Cooper DeJean, Kyle Hamilton. He's a little bit smaller than Kyle Hamilton. Another comp I've seen is like a bigger version of an Eric Weddle. Had a nice career in the NFL. So, yeah, he's easily on my top five. Easily in my top five. You throw in Kool-Aid if you want a corner in there. I'd be fine with that, too. Throw in Cooper for a linebacker. He'd be in there for me, too. Peyton Wilson, if you want. The one thing I'm a little concerned about Peyton Wilson is that he has suffered quite a few injuries throughout his career. Junior Colson's another linebacker out there. We want to go with a little bit of a relationship. Max Melton, Bo Melton's brother. He's a corner. He's still there, too. Defensive tackles. You got a Chris Jenkins. Little family heritage. His uncle was Cullen that played for Green Bay. Or do you want a brand new center and keep Zach Tom somewhere, maybe at guard? Jackson Powers Johnson's still there, too. I mean, so it's hard for me to just pick a top five here because I'm looking at these guys and I'm like, dang, you know, there's some guys in here that I would be absolutely okay with. But when I look at it, I'm looking at Cooper. I think you start there. Heck, I would maybe even throw in some defensive linemen. Fisk from Florida State's on there. You've got the kid from Illinois, Newton. I know some people are saying he's a little undersized here, but you know, now in a 4-3, Green Bay really could potentially build up their defensive line. Kool-Aid, I'd throw in there. Cooper, I'd throw in there. There's a lot of guys available, and I can't wait for tonight to see what Green Bay does. I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, Packers fans, if you're still on the fence about last night, they didn't get Cooper. You weren't pumped about it. We're good. We're in a really good spot right now, okay? We're in a good spot. Morgan's a solid pick. He's a starter right away, in my opinion. He gives you flexibility to do some things on offensive line now that you can put together what you want for your starting group. And the way the board fell after the first round, it pushed a lot of guys down that if I'm Goody, I'm licking my chops right now. I'm feeling pretty good where I'm at right now. In fact, if anything, I'm trying to maybe see how can I acquire another second rounder without giving up my third rounders. Can I package some things here? Maybe even some future stuff. There's just that many really good players, in my opinion, that are still sitting there. And what's fun about day two, it comes off firing right away. It comes off like teams are going to go up there. You got some movement right away, maybe some trades going in there because you got these teams that didn't realize this guy was going to be still available at the beginning of the second round. So you've got a lot of movement going around. You got quick picks coming off the board here. It comes fast and heavy. Man, I'm excited, man. Oh, dude, so I am so pumped up here. I don't know if I'm going to be upset necessarily with what they do with second round. I mean, I'll be one of the first ones to say, too, like I wasn't 100% sold on maybe getting another wide receiver here, but looking at some of the guys that are still available out there, Adonai Mitchell from Texas, he's still available. Ladd McConkey, still available. You got Keon Coleman from Florida State, still available. So if Green Bay wanted to pick up another wide receiver for depth purposes, they got an opportunity to do that. They got an opportunity, a pretty darn good. I mean, even especially if they want maybe a little bit of a bigger one, Adonai Mitchell, 6'2", Keon Coleman, 6'3". Mitchell ran a 4.34, so if you want a speedster at that wide receiver position, you could go Mitchell from Texas. Coleman is a bigger one where one player, I mean, he's got a slower 40, but he's a bigger wideout. Maybe kind of like I seen one player comp, Drake London, remember him? Coming out of, was it USC? He's now with Atlanta. And I had Ladd as my final pick in the first round there. But one of the better route runners in this entire draft. So there's even options at wide receiver that I don't know if I could be too upset about if they decided to go that route. All right, I want to take a quick break, and we'll bring Brandon Berg in to talk some more draft after these quick words. We're getting set for another busy travel season, vacations, taking our kids to all their games and activities, and you need a proper vehicle to get you to where you're going, and safely. That's where Toyson Ford can help you. Toyson Ford will go the extra mile to provide you with compelling options for new and used car shopping. They will gladly work with you on financing, no matter what your budget may be. They're committed to giving drivers across the Chippewa Valley the best in customer service. Check them out for yourself. Visit Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls today and check out their website, toysonford.net. perks. I love perks. You love perks. We all love perks. And one of the best perks you could find in the Chippewa Valley is Hy-Vee Perks. Hy-Vee Perks is a free and easy program for Hy-Vee shoppers. Access exclusive perks prices, earn discounts on gas when you purchase designated products at Hy-Vee, and save more with exclusive deals, offers, and rewards. The best part? It's free to join. Not a part of Hy-Vee Perks yet? No worries. Just stop by Hy-Vee in Eau Claire to sign up. Start taking advantage of the best shopping deals in the Chippewa Valley right now with Hy-Vee and Hy-Vee Perks. Brandon, draft last night. I think the NFC North had a good night overall. What were your thoughts on, first, let's start off with your Vikings. I know I texted you and such, and you had a little fun on Twitter saying, if my Vikings don't come away with
a quarterback of some kind, I was not going to be happy.
Yes.
But they did. So
are you happy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought J.J. McCarthy going into it was a realistic possibility. I'm glad that they were able to do it where they did. My fear was trading up to like 4 or 5 to get him, because mm-hmm. I didn't think that was, you know, would have been a good use of, you know, kind of pick value. But as we saw the way it developed, I mean, that's not how it did. I mean, getting someone at 10 or 11 is a lot better. You know, it's a lot different, because right. obviously, you know, they were able to, you know, keep some of that draft capital, which they ended up using, you know, later on to trade back up with the other first round pick to get Dallas Turner.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, it was after the Giants didn't select him. I got to imagine everybody's like, okay, it's JJ. And then they trade up one spot.
Yeah.
Now, I know, I don't know which broadcast you were watching. You know,
I was watching NFL Network.
Oh, so you heard what Daniel Jeremiah said. If I'm so-and-so, I have a little gamesmanship here and just kind of say.
Yeah, and I get it from both ends, because if you're the Jets, look, the Jets are not going to take JJ McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
But
they should have. That would have been funny.
It would have. Well, either Kirk Cousins or Aaron Rodgers was going to get got, I guess. And yeah. It was Kirk Cousins. But but if you're the Jets, like, you know you're not picking him, but if you know the team directly behind you does, you know, would have interest, but also the two teams, you know, Denver and Las Vegas,
yeah,
right behind the Vikings, could possibly too. You know, mm-hmm. That's a really good spot to be in. And look, at the end of the day, I think the Vikings traded a fourth and a fifth and then picked up a sixth in that trade. So it wasn't like it was, you know, monumental,
mm-hmm.
but still, like, I think that was a smart move by the Jets. And if you're the Vikings, I mean, you make that trade because you want to make sure, like, you don't want, it also tells me that they probably had McCarthy ranked, you know, obviously above Bo Nix, but like probably by a significant amount,
mm-hmm.
because otherwise if they're ranked the same, then you don't care. You'll just take one of them and be fine. But that, if that's your guy, or that's the guy you really want to go with, you swap around some day three picks to make sure that happens.
What would you say to those out there that say J.J. McCarthy is just a product of Michigan, you know, the system at Michigan? Because there are some people out there saying, okay, is he a guy that can, you know, play at the next level? I mean, what was a comp? Alex Smith, I think I saw out there, which, and I'm a believer, game manager is not, I think that gets used too negatively so many times. But what would you say to those people that are saying, yeah, J.J. McCarthy, he was just a product of the system?
I think you can still see within kind of when he would manage the game, like, you can still see the flashes of it. And, you know, I think, you know, as we saw with the Chargers' first pick, like, they're, you know, Jim Harbaugh is always going to want to run the ball. You know, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter who his quarterback is. But I think you saw kind of the bits and pieces of being able to do the things that, you know, NFL quarterbacks can do. Certainly seems like he kind of has that temperament and that brain for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone that I think is going to get along really well with Kevin O'Connell, just from a, you know, two dudes standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the way everything kind of fell. I thought it was a decent spot for the Vikings to be in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, Chicago, obviously, Caleb Williams, we knew that. Rome going at number 9. He's going with DJ Moore and Keenan Allen. Can't say Caleb Williams doesn't have any weapons to throw to. You know, Detroit gets a corner. Corner's foul, and they come away with, I think, a really good one in Arnold, you know, from Alabama. And then Green Bay gets Morgan, which, I mean, he was Mel Kiper's, one of his original picks for Green Bay in the first mock in February. And I know when the name was there, I just had the reaction like, oh, okay, yeah. And I'll be honest, like, when I was doing my mocks, I was like, I wouldn't mind trying to get Morgan in a second.
I just didn't think he'd be there in a second. And I actually had him mocked to San Francisco in the first round at that back end. But, you know, I look at Morgan. I know there's a lot of fans because Cooper was still there. Guess what? Cooper is still there.
Yes.
You know, all the safeties are still there. All the running backs are still there. All the linebackers are still there. There's a ton of corners that are still there. But from an outsider, and when I say outsider, non-Packers fan, you see them go after a guy like Morgan who can play all the spots besides center, who dominated at the Senior Bowl, didn't lose a one-on-one rep. What was your thoughts on the pick?
I thought it made sense. I mean, there's a few spots that I think the Packers realistically could have went, mm-hmm. and line certainly was one of them. And kind of for the reasons you mentioned about Zach Tom, you know, possibly moving inside,
mm-hmm.
you know, I thought that made a lot of sense. And you bring in a guy that's got a lot of experience at the, you know, the college level, and you know, I think there's a lot to like there. So no, it made sense. I know sometimes, especially once you get beyond like the top half of the first round, you know, offensive lineman picks aren't going to be like those picks that kind of, you know, really invigorate a fan base.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean they're bad. I mean, it's just, I mean, it's a good pick, I thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it allows them, when you add in the Andre Dillard signing too, which I'm not putting a lot of stock in Andre Dillard, but it gives you that flexibility now, where I think they can put their five best out there. They can put Zach Tom at center now if they want to. They can do some different things and kind of do some mixing and matching there. But I look at day two now, Brandon, when, you know, I just mentioned all those safeties, all those corners, all those linebackers, all those running backs. Heck, there's even still some good receivers if you want to go out there available. I mean, Green Bay's got the ninth pick, you know, for second round. They got two second rounders and two third rounders, coming up here today. There's going to be a lot. I thought it was interesting, too, and I liked the comment from Goody yesterday after the press conference or during his presser saying, tomorrow, which is now today, is a big day for our franchise. Like, I think he understands, like, we got an opportunity to add some players to this roster.
Right. Inevitably, on day two, you're always going to have, like, five or six guys that, you know, pretty much everyone assume will be a first-round pick that aren't. I mean, mm-hmm. obviously, Cooper DeJean's one of them, but there's several others, too.
Yep.
And, you know, that's, if you have those day two picks, especially, you know, front half of the second round, you can still find yourself some really good value.
Mm-hmm. And that's where you see a lot of times, too, like, when day two kicks off, there's a lot of movement right away.
Yeah, a lot of trades because teams point out who they want and they go get them.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. I mean, it comes fast right away, and then it kind of just settles down a little bit there. But that's why it's like, don't think okay, they got ninth, you got a little time. There might be some movement right away at that point.
Yeah, there might be at the top or some of those guys we mentioned that are still there. If a team really wants them, they may move up to get them.
Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, if you're the NFC North, if you're a fan of an NFC North team, I think every fan base should be feeling pretty good right now. Is that fair to say? I mean,
I think so.
You know, Lions got a corner. They needed a corner. And they
didn't trade out the first round pick.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And they got a really good corner. Minnesota got a couple. I mean, they didn't have to trade both their first rounders to move up to get a quarterback.
As of right now, they got a first rounder. We go next year. That's something we had talked about. They don't have very many picks besides that, but
exactly,
they're still hanging on to that first round pick.
So they got the quarterback that they probably thought they were going to get, and then they got a really good edge rusher. Chicago's got a boatload of offensive weapons now to go with Caleb Williams. So I think NFC North overall, I thought, had a solid night last night when we look at it. The one team that didn't, and it still puzzles me, is Atlanta. And, what's going on? I mean, I don't understand it, the thought process. Like, I know their GM said, you know, hey, we might not be in this position. We expect to be drafting later in the first rounds in a few years here. Okay, but you have weaknesses on defense. You had your pick of the litter for any defensive player you wanted.
Heck, at that point, you could have traded down a little bit.
Exactly.
And then maybe not necessarily pick panics just with the way quarterbacks are going, but you could maybe trade down a little bit and still address that defense, which, as you said, needs it.
Yeah. Your new coach is defensive-minded. You just signed Kirk Cousins. The big one is you signed Kirk Cousins. It's not like the Packers where you had a guy in Rodgers and Favre, if you will, and then you sign somebody or you draft somebody. This is literally, you haven't played a snap yet with Kirk Cousins, and you're already drafting his replacement. And lo and behold, he's not a young guy. Penix is You know, because I saw their GM say, you know, good thing is if he doesn't play for 4 or 5 years, that's a good thing because that means the position's playing well. But Penix will be 28 or 29 at that point.
Right.
I don't understand the logic of this.
Especially when you're an Atlanta team that after they signed Kirk Cousins, they were kind of looked at as the odds-on favorite in the NFC South.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you didn't do anything to kind of help you in the immediate. And people that listen here know I like Michael Penix.
Yeah.
I like him more than most. But, that was a head-scratcher.
So that's what I was going to ask you. For your team, would you rather have had Penix or McCarthy?
Those two, I thought they were really interchangeable for me as far as like if I was ranking them. Mm-hmm. So I would have been fine with either. Once you got beyond that, you know, Caleb Williams, each of the five quarterbacks who went in the first round had, you know, big time strengths, but also areas of concern. With Penix, it was the injury history.
Yeah.
With JJ McCarthy, it's what you mentioned earlier, where he wasn't, you know, really asked to be the guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm fine with the way it worked out.
The one question, there was the Schefter thing from yesterday too, the little nugget that the Vikings did inquire about, hey, is Justin Herbert available from the Chargers? Which I've seen some people say, well, if Jim Harbaugh is saying J.J. McCarthy is the best college quarterback of all time, doesn't he trade Justin Herbert then and draft there? There's a couple things to that. One, they would have taken on a massive dead cap hit, which they have already taken on a lot of dead cap hits. It would have been a killer for this year. You do have to factor that in. I will also say this too. Herbert is now proven at the pro level. You could say that about McCarthy. This is different now. You don't know what you're necessarily going to get.
Right, and I assume that a big reason Jim Harbaugh took that job is because he had Justin Herbert in place.
Yep.
It's not often that you join an NFL team that is picking in the top five in the draft but has an established, like, upper-level, good...
Younger
quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, so... I mean, I don't fault, was it the other team? I think it was the Patriots. I don't fault the Patriots
never
and the Vikings.
Yeah. It never hurts to ask.
Especially when you've got that coach saying, hey, the guy I coached in college is the best. Tickle it out, see what happens. You know, is there something there? So I do find it ironic. I don't know if anybody knows this, but so the Rams and Chargers share a stadium, right? How different both those teams go about their draft process. The Rams are on the beach. They got a party house. Chargers look like they're in a closet in their draft room over there. It's just completely different over there. But that's the styles now, too.
Yep.
So, I know you don't. Do you have a third round pick today?
Nope.
So you're done today.
As of right now, the Vikings do not have a day two pick. They're picking early in the fourth.
I saw this, and I wasn't quite sure if the Vikings were on there. So the Packers have 10 picks left for the next 2 days, 4 today alone. The rest of the NFC North, 12 picks and just 2 today.
Right, because I know the Bears were already a little understocked just from moves and stuff. And, yeah, the Vikings, no day twos. And then they're pretty busy on day three.
Mm-hmm. So there's a chance. I think this NFC North is going to be fun this year.
I think so.
I really do. But there's going to be a lot of talent right away at this board. Is there anybody that, you know, early day two that you're kind of intrigued with right now when you're looking at this? Is it Cooper? Is it somebody else?
I think it is. I think really highly of Cooper Eugene. I like the versatility.
Mm-hmm.
He can play corner. He can play safety.
Do you think that also hurts him for some draft
boards? I mean, and safety is not necessarily looked at as being a high-profile spot as far as picking it, you know, relatively early on in the draft. You don't see it a ton, especially compared to cornerbacks. But I don't think that's a bad thing. I mean, I think that's something that the right defensive coordinator would really like because there's just so much you can do with it.
Because the player I kept thinking about was like Brian Branch last year.
Yes.
And he was a guy that some people thought could be back-end first round. I know Packers fans thought about him as a back-end first round. He falls in a second. Lions pick him. And he had a pretty solid year. But he was a guy that was like, well, is he a safety? Is he a corner? He's a defensive back sort of thing.
Well, one thing we know about Cooper DeGene, he has plenty of confidence. He said he could beat Caitlin Clark one-on-one.
Got to like that,
that's
right?
That sounds like a cornerback to me, not a safety.
Yeah. Yep. So, here's the thing, Brandon. The first pick for Green Bay at number 41 today, I don't even know if I want to make a pound the table for somebody because there's so many guys available that I would be A-OK with.
Pound the table for there are many guys I want.
Yeah, there's just, whether it's a corner, Kool-Aid's there, whether it is Cooper. Heck, I wasn't on this board, but if there's that much available, if they get a wideout, Keon Coleman from Florida State, there's other guys that are available, I'm like, I can't be too upset about that.
Yeah.
They want to go get the fastest running back, you know. I mean, there's dudes available right now.
Yep.
And I'm so pumped. Can it please be 6 o'clock right now? Because I want to get this thing
so
rolling.
This is your Christmas today.
Oh, this is
yesterday
like,
it was like Christmas Eve. You know, sometimes you get to open up like one present and mm-hmm. it's fun, but then yeah.
This is it, especially the way with how many picks they have. I'm like, oh. Now it'll take a little bit of hit if they package some of those and move up, but still.
But yeah,
I don't think they're going to trade up from 41. There's just so many
unless
guys.
Unless there's someone they head and shoulders above the rest like.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe you stick and, you know, you kind of pick from, you have your pick of the litter a bit.
Because I look, too, at the teams that are picking in front of them, and I'm like, do they necessarily have the same needs as maybe Green Bay does? I think everybody's assuming Buffalo's going to pick a wideout. Or do they trade that? I mean, there was some talk like, hey, this is a smart move by Buffalo to trade from 32 to 33. You get a day to kind of reassess, you know, what you want to do at that wide receiver spot. Do you possibly even trade it for a Brandon Ayuk or a T. Higgins? Possible. So I like what Buffalo did there. I really right. do.
And also, when you're in that spot, you have all those other teams calling you just about the pick itself.
Yep.
Because, hey, you know, maybe they like Cooper DeJean or they like Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Yep.
And they, you know, they may not be that far back, but they want to make sure they get their guys so they can call and,
yep.
you know, you're in that kind of catbird seat.
Yep. And then, you know, Patriots are at 34. I could easily see them going wide out to help out Drake May, get some weapons, maybe more defensive help. They got a lot of needs, right? Offensive line or whatever. You know, Cardinals, I thought they had a good night last night, and they got a shot to maybe, I mean, Cooper could be a pick over there too. Who knows?
True.
But then Washington's in there a couple times. You got the Chargers. Chargers, they still. Here's the thing with the Chargers, and Jim Harbaugh wants offensive linemen. There's some good interior offensive linemen
right,
that are available.
Right, you know, they already got the tackle,
mm-hmm.
Joe Alt. So, yeah, if you go offensive line your first two, I'm sure Justin Herbert won't mind.
No.
Even though they've got some receiver issues now with, you know, some of the moves with Mike Williams being gone and Keenan Allen being gone.
Right.
But still, you know, you want to protect your quarterback.
Mm-hmm. And even Carolina, who moved down, you know, are at 39 there too, they could look at, to me, if Green Bay wants a defensive player, there's going to be a few options there at 41. So I don't see them trading from that. Unless they're like you said, dead set on somebody and they want to make sure that they come away with that guy. So, all right, that is going to do it for us on this episode of the Man Cave Podcast. Cannot wait for day two, round two, and three. Packers fans, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And on our next episode, we'll recap the entire draft. We'll recap it there. Enjoy the draft. Big thanks for tuning in to the podcast. Don't forget to follow, subscribe, five-star rating, positive review. Check out the Swag Cave. Link is in the podcast description. Until next time, I'm Dan Casper, and I'll talk to you on the next episode of the Man Cave Podcast.